Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Six.
Oh,
last two verses, I'm imagining that those of you that are here tonight are probably, for the most part, here for at least a few days, the week, if not the whole period. We got rid of the counselors and the others that are not going to be with us very much, excepting to visit maybe once during the period. But we're the ones that are going to be tomorrow morning and tomorrow night and the next day and the day after that. We're going to be seeking the Lord together. And I want to emphasize that. This is not my meeting. It's not your meeting. It's our meeting together, our opportunity to meet with Jesus and for him to have his way with us. We want him. We just sang in that second verse that we want his Spirit to teach us. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. There's probably not a whole lot in the Bible that we could turn to or that we could read that would be unfamiliar to anybody. You've all heard it before. You've heard everything that I'm going to say for the next 2 weeks, or that might be taught by someone else. You've heard it before, maybe multiple times. But we want the Holy Spirit to make something real to us. We want him to impress something upon our hearts. We want to have illumination, eyes of our understanding being enlightened, so that the things that we know in our heads, we might know them in our hearts, and they may become more real to us, and thereby making Jesus more real. For instance, and I'm not going to go on with this, but for instance, the apostle prays for the church. I believe it's the church in Ephesus, who were a spirit-filled, good people, good church. You could name some of their pastors for a lot of years, and they were good pastors that they had there in Ephesus. But the apostle prays that their eyes, the eyes of their understanding might be open, that they might understand the love of Christ. Now you say, well, that's kind of simple. We all know about the love of Jesus. We know that he died on the cross, and he loves us, and he bought us. And we understand that, and that was his love displayed to us on Calvary. And they knew that in Ephesus as well as you know it, as well as I know it. But the apostle prays, Lord, I want them to really understand, to really know the length and the breadth and the depth and the height. I want them to know the love of Christ. That word know means I want them to have an intimate understanding, not just a mental understanding. But I want them to really know your love shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. I want them to know your love. I want them to feel it. I want them to sense it. I want them to understand in a way that they don't yet understand. And I believe there are many truths like that. Many things in the Bible that we know, but we don't know. There are things that he wants to teach me and teach you and teach us. And so when we come together tomorrow, evening, day, next day, and the following day, these are opportunities, Lord, teach me, teach me, teach me. Martin Luther, whenever he opened up his Bible, he was a brilliant man. I don't know if he was a genius. I don't know if anybody tested his IQ, but the man, he knew so many languages. He was smart. But every time he would approach the Word of God, which he knew well, he knew the Bible. But when he opened it up, before he did anything, before he even read it, he would pray. And part of his prayer was, teach me, teach me, teach me. He knew it already. He had written about it. He had spoken about it. He knew it, but he wanted yet to know it better. He wanted to be taught more. He wanted the eyes of his understanding to be enlightened. Spirit of God, my teacher be. Now, I can ask the question, and I don't know how I would answer it, so I'm not expecting you to give me an answer either, but do I know Jesus tonight? Do I know Jesus? Well, of course I know Jesus. I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't know Jesus, neither would you. Of course we know Jesus, but yet in Philippians 3, the apostle prays for himself. Philippians was the last letter that he wrote to a church.
So he had written Galatians, and he had written Ephesians, and he had written all the other epistles to the churches. The last one he wrote was to the church at Philippi, and to that church he says, when he writes in 3:10 it is, "Oh, that I may know him." Now, I could stop Paul and say, "Paul, you already know him. You've already been preaching for I don't know how many years in established churches, and you're a seasoned saint, Paul. What in the world? What are you praying?" But yet his desire, his prayer, as an old man who knew God, his great desire and passion was, "I want to really know him. Spirit of God, my teacher be. Reveal Christ to me. I want to know him, because I don't think that I've yet apprehended that for which I've been apprehended of Christ Jesus. But this one thing I do, I forget what's behind, and I'm reaching out for what yet is before." And what is before for the Apostle Paul was just a greater understanding, a knowledge, an intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so the Lord may want you to testify. He may want you to admonish someone. He may want you to share a testimony. I don't know what he might want from you this coming week, next week. But we all should feel free. At a given moment in a meeting, if you're prompted by the Holy Spirit, we want the Holy Spirit to have his way. We want the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to teach us. And so the Apostle Paul says, when you come together, he doesn't say at Pilgrim Camp, but he might as well. When you come together at Pilgrim Camp or any gathering of my people, somebody who comes in that meeting has a psalm to read. Somebody has an admonition. Somebody has an exhortation. Somebody has a prayer. Somebody has something on their hearts prompted by the Holy Spirit to share. And in doing so, edifies and builds up the body of Christ, that we might be a perfected people, that we might know Jesus better. And so I don't have it all. I don't know it all. I hardly have anything, and I hardly know anything. But I depend upon you, and I depend upon we together, as we seek Jesus, to give ourselves to him and let him use, if he wants to, you. Let him speak through you. Let him share through you. Let him pray through you. Have faith for one another as we gather together, not just tonight. I wanted to say it at the beginning of our times, but in every meeting. Every meeting, Lord, have your way. Have your way. This is your opportunity to speak to us. This is heaven's opportunity to work in us. This is, Lord, your opportunity to change us. And he often does that when we come to Pilgrim Camp. He speaks to us. He changes us. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so more about Jesus. I'm not done. I'm not satisfied. I don't have enough. I need to know him. I need to know him better. And I believe that's the desire of many of our hearts. And that's why we've come maybe to Pilgrim Camp. Jesus, we want to know you. We want you. And so, Lord, have your way. And as you seek him, what does it say in Isaiah? As you seek him, you find him. If you seek for him, with all of your heart. And so it's up to you. It's up to all of us. Lord, we've come together. We gathered in your house to worship you. We've gathered in your house and in your name to seek your face. And as we seek you, we're going to find you. We have that expectation from you because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you've promised in your word, if we seek, we'll find. If we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. So believe him. Believe him, even tonight and in these coming days and weeks. Lord, you're working. Work to will and to do of your good pleasure. And it's not only in Watch Rock that we're praying for, but we want to remember the whole camp. We want to remember the children. So, Lord, we pray right now for the cottage. Thank you for these little children, Lord, that have gathered there, that have come on the grounds today. And, Lord, it's for some of them the first night they've ever been away from home, the first place they've ever slept. Maybe they don't know anybody. They never met their counselors. They don't know them. But, Lord, here they are at camp, and, Lord, we pray that you'll take away all the jitters and all the anxieties and all the fears, in all the homesickness and anything and everything else that might fill their hearts and minds, and that you will, by your Holy Spirit, help them to just adjust, help them to go to sleep tonight. We pray that in their time before they go to bed, that as Sister Diane talks to them and as they sing, as they pray, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will work in their lives and help them even this night to get off to a good start. We pray for those down in the village that gathered tonight, Lord, as the first meeting, the first times together, Lord, some again are not familiar at all. They'll think, they don't know what they'll think. It'll be ways of worship they've never understood, a meeting like they've never been in. But Lord, here they find themselves at camp, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless those boys in the village, Natick and Nonantum, that you'll bless them tonight, and that you'll work in their hearts and in their counselors, Lord. Bless Brother Peter. And Lord, you heard the expressions from Diane, Sister Diane, and Brother Peter last night. You heard Brother Peter's desire that every boy is saved, that every boy comes to know you and has a deeper relationship of who you are. And Lord, that's for all of us. We pray that we might know you and have a deeper understanding, not only in our heads, but most of all in our hearts. May we experience everything that we know in our head. Lord, the things that we read in your word, we want to experience them. And so, as we pray this song, this prayer, more, more. Oh, Jesus, we want more. We want more of your saving fullness. Save to the uttermost, through and through, spirit, soul, and body. Dear Lord, bring deliverance, bring salvation to us, even this night, Lord. Continue that work and save us better. Make us pure. Lead us where the fire refines. For Jesus' sake we pray, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Let's sing those third, fourth stanzas. More about Jesus in his word, holy communion with my Lord. Save.
Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, breathe on us from above. Hallelujah. Breathe on me.
My dear children, I just want to let you know that there's so much more. There's so much more I have for you. Tonight, if you open your heart, tonight, if you call open, if you call upon my name, tonight, if you seek my face, I shall reveal myself to you more than what you can imagine. Oh, call upon my name, call upon the name, and seek my face diligently. Those who are thirsty and hungry, Lord, I have prepared a banquet for you. I have prepared a banquet for you. And come unto me, come unto me, sit at my table. Let me feed you to the fullest, and you shall never run dry.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.